ghost stories. Do all sorts of ghostly things. Talk local legends. And some ghost hunting. Stories we hope to live to.
Andrew here from Who's Our Reiki Readings and Who's Ghost Stories, obviously. Wanted to give you an update here on what you're about to watch. So, first off, thank you all for your patience. If you follow me personally or just the Who's Our Reiki page, you'll know that we had a lot of chaos recently, and sadly we had to put Riley down. If you've seen the videos, well, if you're watching this when you've seen the videos, you've seen how big of an influence Riley had, even in the videos he was a part of, the bloopers, our lives in general. So, rest in paradise to our beautiful pupper. He is greatly missed, but we know he's still around. Love him with all of our hearts. Charlie is still here, still raising hell, so you will see Charlie in plenty of videos. So, Erie Cemetery, 50th episode. Huge deal. So excited to go back to where it all started. First episode, Erie Cemetery, 50th Erie Cemetery. We were able to get Sean back to come back for this special, so big thanks to him. We were at Erie Cemetery for like 6-7 hours. A lot of footage there. So what we're doing is the 50th episode is actually going to be split into like 3 or 4 parts here. Part 1 today is the official 50th episode, and this is all of our time at the Vampire Crypt. Big shout out to Stephanie Winsick for the amazing storytelling and voiceover work here. And this Vampire Crypt is very special this time around. So, the start of the video, you'll see that I go ask if it's okay for us to go sit at the Vampire Crypt. Because I wanted, instead of doing poking and prodding, investigating and things like that, I really just wanted to go sit in the presence of the Vampire Crypt and any spirits around if we were allowed. They allowed it, but they said we had to leave all electronic devices on the other side of the road. So if you're watching this, the camera angle is really weird because I just set the scorpion rig down on the ground. And that's what recorded from. Megan took some cell phone video footage of us from across the street using the SLS app and the drawing app. But other than that, the footage is just shot from my camera. And I have adjusted the audio as much as possible so you can hear us. The spirits at the crypt actually pulled me into a trance. And spoke about their feelings and thoughts. So that part's not really heard because they didn't want to really be heard. They kept it quiet. And that's why they didn't want any electronic devices over there. They wanted it to be more intimate, and they just wanted to talk and feel us out and investigate us, see if we were worthy, see if we were bad, see if we were going to damage them. And so I don't remember the trance, but from what Alex told me, it was very much talking about how they didn't like the legend that there are vampires in there. You know, they didn't like hearing that people believe that they killed a young boy, that they killed people around the city. Interestingly, they did say there is an energy vampire in the Erie Cemetery and in the area, but they said it is not them, and they don't like people calling them something that they're not and giving them a history that's not theirs. You know, they don't mind people coming to visit and looking at them and checking them out, feeling their presence and stuff, but they don't like when people like mock them and people call them vampires and call them evil. They don't like that. They are just kind of normal spirits. Well, they told me they're normal spirits, and they just want to be respected. So that's kind of what was coming out in the chants. But without further ado, let's go ahead and kick off the 50th episode special, part one, at the Vampire Crypt.
Welcome, folks, to the 50th special episode of Who's Ghost Stories. As always, I am your host, Reiki Master and Medium, Andrew Huzar from Huzar Reiki and Readings. I've got with me fellow paranormal cowboy and cryptid expert, Professor Alex Wheaton. And then we've got our former research expert and ore boy, Sean, with us for the day. Tyler's unable to drive in due to some issues with his kitty cat, as you've seen on the previous episodes. Cat's a wild ball, so it can't be left alone. But that's not the only big thing we've got going on. We've been to Erie Cemetery before. It was our first episode. So, to break things up a little bit, we're going to be checking out the Vampire Crypt. We're going to be seeing the Witch's Circle. But we're also going to be seeing Alex Brewster, Ed Cushman, Daniel Dobbins, Sam Jethro, Prescott Metcalf, Seth Reed, Strong Vincent, and William Young. And to spice things up a little bit here, we got a very special voiceover from Stephanie Winsick to tell us about the Witch's Circle in Vampire Crypt. Without further ado, let's roll to that. Here we are at the Vampire Crypt.
If you go a little bit farther down that same road, you're going to come to what is known as the Vampire Crypt. Now, when you get to the end of that road, there's a whole line full of mausoleums. Most of them are all marble and white and looking, you know, very well kept and nice. And then there's this little one that's sort of built into the side of a hill, and it's very small. And that one is known as the Vampire Crypt. Now, the reason for that is another eerie legend that's really never been adequately explained. So that if you walk up to the door of this little crypt, and you actually can't drive up to it, you can drive up to some of the mausoleums, but that one you have to park down at the bottom of the hill and walk up. And so you walk up to the front of it, and the first thing you notice really is that there's no family name on the crypt. Now, most of the mausoleums will have the family name carved into the top above the door, but it looks like this name, whatever the family name was, has been rubbed off. And also on top of the door is what some people say looks like a bat. Some people say looks like a V for vampire. I personally think it looks like a tulip. But I can see how people would think it's a bat or a V. So that's above the door, but there's no name. So as the legend has it, way back in the early 1800s, there was a businessman from Erie who took a business trip to Romania. And when he came back, he was very ill. He was very thin and pale, and within a couple of weeks, he had died of consumption, which we now know is tuberculosis, because back then there was no treatment for tuberculosis, so people just died of it, and they usually looked very thin and very pale when they passed away. So he died and was buried in this crypt. So within a week or two, after he was buried, there were several dead bodies found in the vicinity of 26th and Cherry near the cemetery that had supposedly been drained of their blood. So the caretaker of the cemetery at that time decided that that gentleman that was buried in that crypt had to be a vampire because, you know, he was in Romania and that's where vampires live. When he came back, he sure looked like a vampire. So the caretaker had it figured out that that's what the problem was, and that's how come these bodies were drained of blood. So he took it upon himself to go to the cemetery during the day. He made sure it was during the day because, you know, the vampires sleep during the day. And he chained up. He got some big, heavy chains and padlocks. He chained up the whole crypt, and he set it on fire. So after that happened, there were no more dead bodies. So he was pretty sure he solved that problem. So everything was going along fine for about 100 years. Until the 1930s, the late 1930s, there was this intrepid teenager in Erie who had heard these stories about the vampire being buried in that crypt. So he decided that he was going to get that crypt open and see what the vampire looked like. So he gets a hammer and a crowbar, and he spends the whole night. He snuck into the Erie Cemetery, spent the whole night trying to get that crypt open, and he finally did. So he goes in the crypt, and there is a very badly decomposed body in there. And on one of the fingers of this body, there was a beautiful ring. So he decides that he needs to prove that he was the one who got into the crypt and found this body. So he took the ring. So he goes home. The next day, he's telling all his friends that what he did, that he got into the crypt and he took this ring. And so all his friends want to see the ring to prove, you know, that he actually did this. So he said, all right, well, come to my house tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday. Come to the house and I'll show you the ring. So the next day, all his friends show up at his house, knock on the door. Mom comes to the door and she said, oh, yeah, yeah, he's here. He's still sleeping. So they all go up to the kid's bedroom and he's dead. So they call the coroner. The coroner comes in and deems his death the result of a heart attack, even though he was a teenager, and even though his ring finger was completely torn off and the ring was gone. So they still said it was a heart attack, and that was the end of that. So the crypt got chained up again, and nothing else happened for decades after that, and it kind of still sits there today. No one is entirely sure who is in that crypt. Now, supposedly, it's owned by a family named Brown, but if you look at the research for whose bodies are actually in there, it's very unclear. So there was some documentation that some of the Brown family was buried there, and then they were apparently moved, and some other people were buried in there, and then they were moved. So at this point, I don't believe that anybody really knows who's in that crypt, which kind of adds to the mystery and keeps that legend going that, no, maybe there is a vampire in there. So I have to say, I'm not the kind of person who feels things or has impressions about things. I've never seen a ghost. I just don't. I'm not that kind of person that's tuned into those kind of things. But I went there to see the crypt to take a picture because I was doing a Facebook post and I wanted to get a picture of this vampire crypt. So I went there and it was in the middle of the morning. It was a bright sunny day. And I walked up to that crypt and I had the distinct impression that somebody was watching me. Now there was nobody around that I could see. The cemetery was very quiet. But it was the creepiest feeling ever, and I took that picture so fast, and I literally ran back to my car. It was very, very strange. So there is something really creepy about that whole area of the cemetery where the crypt is. I can't say for sure that it's a vampire, but there's something weird there.
So if they allow it, we're going to do something a little different here.
Sean pointed out it's a lot cleaner than last time we were here.
Yeah, no flowers.
Yep.
No flowers, it's been clean.
Yeah, when we were scouting, we noticed the flowers were all gone.
I guess a lot of the lichen has been scrubbed off of it.
It looks very different. They allow it. What's the plan?
I gotta go see if it's allowed first. No point telling you guys if it's not allowed.
I need to use it to film something. You'll get back to work.
I'm gonna flip the frame.
You guys stay back here though.
Because I got to ask you a question. Okay.
My body is close by.
Well, you are right in the thing. Hope you are at least. So we want to sit in the Is it okay if we come sit with you? Thank you. All right, it's a lot, but you gotta leave all electronics on this side of the road.
What if I stand on the side of the road?
Then you're fine. You can use the scorpion if you want to. All right.
What do you want me to do?
Whatever you want to do. We got permission to come sit with them. They want us to come sit in their presence, but they're going to judge each one of us individually. If you feel unwelcome, they want you to move back across the road. They said you can sit on either steps or these guys. That they like watching people, but nobody ever comes and sits with them. They get visitors, but nobody actually visits.
Vexair.
Vexair. To trouble or annoy.
Do you guys like the myth behind your grave, or do you find it annoying?
Are any of us bothering you?
We find it bothering the people that come to almost like thrill seek.
No, we're not thrill seekers, we're truth seekers.
Do the people that come and are disrespectful the ones that are annoying?
Did say there's a vampire here, an energy vampire.
Sacrifice.
That sucks on the people that come through the cemetery.
Sacrifice.
It's not
them. Do you want to sacrifice? Or are you, were you sacrificed?
Peter.
Something's moving towards you, doll. Its aura was coming close to you.
Peter.
It's not a bad aura.
Is that your name?
Nothing bad. Whatever was it, Megan is coming over towards you, Sean. I think they're checking us out one by one.
Makes sense.
I'm on this side of the road. I'm not supposed to be checked out.
Yeah, I think they're still checking you out, though.
You know, it's fun. As you said that, I felt a breeze move past me.
Is he by my leg?
Another one is.
I can feel.
Because one walked from Jocelyn and looked back over to you.
I feel like...
Christine.
Dog level.
That might be the other one. Peter came first, and now there's a Christine.
Nobody has any idea who's actually buried in this vault.
Fair enough.
It's owned by a Brown family, but the Brown family doesn't have anyone in there.
They're not buried in there. Is it the,
Megan?
I can't remember what the name is. feel terrible about that.
If you want, you can use this to talk to us.
They might touch one of us or some of us, but it's not going to be anything bad.
Okay. You're welcome to, as long as you're
talking
not going to hurt us.
About stealing and stuff. So if you feel something, it's just them.
Isabella.
Is there a third?
Six.
Six?
Is that your house? It's a very nice picture.
So poor.
Deep sleep.
I don't know if there's a deeper sleep.
Named after the Roman god of sleep, so poor.
Say technically no, because they're above ground.
Hand.
Hand? Do you want my hand?
It's so weird. All three of you look so peaceful.
Never had ill feelings around the tomb.
Outdoors.
We are. Did you like the outdoors?
Hello there.
Hello.
Diseases were spreading through the city and I was blamed.
I'm going to replay part of that clip here for you. And it's going to be a part where you hear a whooshing sound. But what's interesting about this sound is it sounds very much like a female spirit or some other type of spirit, almost like whispering something. And it is a completely different sound from the cars going by and everything else that we heard in the area. So Let's go ahead and have another listen.
Charles.
Did it say Isabel or did it say Elizabeth earlier?
Isabel. We have four names so far.
I'm very happy.
Very happy.
Oh, good. They just pulled me into a trance, so.
I'm glad you're happy.
Tired.
So.
Tired.
It's good. There's a lot of.
It's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And we have no external sources other than us.
They're kind of like, whoever pulled me into the trance is like rubbing my back. Like, sorry about that, but I had some things I wanted to say. So I don't remember, like, I don't remember the trances, what gets said there, but, like, the thoughts they're still kind of putting in definitely feels like the human parts of the legend happened, and they were just to blame for how they went.
They were
blamed
for the disease that was going through town, and the body was exhumed. Blame. That's not okay.
And?
We're sorry.
And
we can go back in time and stop him from doing it.
You said there's six buried here?
Yeah. Six.
Are you able to tell us another name of somebody buried here, I'm assuming?
They're saying we're free to go if we want.
Baganis.
So, I feel like, you remember how, like, the one came over here? And then you said the other one was coming? So, just a few minutes ago when Alex's phone, it's just been sitting on the ground. I haven't even heard a word come off of it, except for when it asked, what's your name? But when I put it down, it came up with, come over here. I don't like it. It's possible. And that was it.
I did hear it go off a few times, but I thought it was your phone. It just said Paganus, and it means rustic, rural, farmer, village.
Well, this was the suburbs at that point.
So one,
in a figurative sense, it means countrified or illiterate.
Monaches.
How long did it just to be out?
Yeah. We brought a few extra devices at one time, so if they wanted to, like, interference or something, we'd be
okay. You did say that there's an energy vampire here. Maybe they like getting energy from people more than they do electronics.
That's an interesting one.
Hey, Dahl, are you tall enough
to like get your phone up to that hole in the tree knot and take a picture or video?
From Greek, it means single or solitary.
Like,
from
some, like an aura just flew into it, and like there was like steam or something coming out of it.
From late Latin, it means monk. A monk?
It wasn't from over here. It was from.
Can I step this way a little bit?
Yeah. Someone
from
in there
on
a monk?
The side of the world with technology.
They said it's fine, and I think they kind of got what they wanted.
Or are you telling us that you're alone? But,
like it wasn't one of the auras that was around here. It was coming down the road.
Oh, it went off again.
So you feel the breeze. Yeah. In the sun, obviously, it's warmer. But when you had mentioned that something was moving towards me, the wind is the shade
us.
Warmer than the sun.
Us.
So you kept coming from that. Us. Allow for us to make sure we were a problem.
Maybe we like a judgment.
Yeah,
I think you got it too from the angle I saw.
What, the hole?
Yeah.
I had to do some work, but I got a picture of it. I don't know if anything came out like quality wise.
This has been fun. Do you want us to stay
she
here
won't
or do
leave.
You want us to move on? She won't leave?
Who do you want to leave? Who is she?
Does the energy vampire hang out around here? Talks about that.
Can you one of us? One of the girls?
Draw a picture of what I just took a picture of.
Derpus.
Slightly disgraceful, shameful.
Is that what you think of some of the offerings that people give you? When there's a bunch of stuff here? Do you not like all of the offerings?
Austin, can you just say a couple sentences real quick? Just anything, doesn't matter.
We're happy to be talking to you. We're glad you're communicating with us. Thank you for listening with us and letting us sit with you.
I'm right next to you.
Me?
Hello.
Hi. Am I the one you want to leave? It just said blue. My headband?
My bandana? Interesting. It's one of the good processes at the moment, but thinking about it, I was like, wait a second.
So,
I didn't hear any traffic and I didn't hear that.
Funniest thing in the world. You sneezed, okay? And your soul literally left your body. I'm not even fucking shitting you.
Alright.
It was you two, and literally the same exact image of you popped up right next to you.
That's awesome.
And then at the end of your sneeze, it was gone.
Fantastic.
I don't think I got it on film, but it was, like, crazy.
The legends always say when you sneeze, you're sneezing out a demon or whatever it is.
Well, the whole reason is if you don't say bless you, your soul escapes.
Yes.
and that would be a list.
But you well, said, bless you, said, Andrew.
Clearly, you came back.
It literally was like, hachoo, popped out, and then, like, just disappeared.
Awesome.
When I panned over.
Maledictus.
That does not sound happy.
That is not a good pick.
It's got Mal in the title.
Yeah. Bad intentions?
You guys not enough to like that act?
Slandered or cursed? Well, they probably don't like the vampire myth.
That's fair. I can see it, for sure. Especially if people do come around, you know.
We are doing our best not to make light of your situation. Do apologize if you feel that way.
A lot of people don't want to actually look into the history of the crypt.
Over there.
They'd much rather.
With them? You're over there now?
How it's a vampire, and make that the actual history of it.
I believe whoever was over with me is now over with you.
Well, it might be by me, because now my back is warm.
This is gonna be
the
lighthouse.
They seem
up.
To prefer this one.
Well,
knife?
Is there a
okay. Knife?
Knife.
Knife?
Sean said back.
Knife?
Knife. Like a
front pocket on my back. The Velcro.
Do you mean this?
Selenite knife.
Is this what you meant?
Maybe.
Ah. That's the same thing I got over here selenite.
So, if you remember, Andrew, my back is warm right now, and you use the
brown eyes
knife to put the marking on the back.
Yeah.
Who else has brown eyes?
My eyes are kind of brown.
Mine changed from green to brown.
His too.
Most of us have brown eyes. Did you have brown eyes?
Back this
way. I'm gonna put this back. Is that alright?
Alright. Please don't touch my knife.
Okay. So.
We're at peace.
We're at peace.
I've been using an SLS on you guys.
Yeah.
And it's been mapping the three of you, nothing else. When I step that way.
We're happy to hear you're at peace.
It literally matched you two, not Andrew. But it maps you guys in the middle. So I don't know if they're like mocking the way, like copying the way you're sitting.
Awesome.
So like,
yeah.
He's like mapping behind.
Well,
like Sean.
Like I said, I feel heat on my back. Something
like,
is.
It's really weird because like it mapped you and then all of a sudden it was like mapped right here in the middle. Which shouldn't be the case because he was still in frame.
Yeah. If you want, my phone I think is in my camera bag. You can record the SLS.
Albius.
You might be able to record it on yours because I signed in on you, I think, didn't I?
Yeah. Like, to right here,
you
guys are still mapped. And all of a sudden, your maps, like, pop up into the middle of the road.
Huh.
Albius. A hollow cavity. A hollow, comma, cavity. The channel or bed of a river. They're two separate, so
yeah.
That might qualify.
There's a reservoir right behind us.
Mess.
Someone doesn't have this pedal. Your enemy was quite, but something did not like it. But the others didn't mind it. It's my bone to bite one. Is there something
doesn't like this chunk of Moldavite? Is there something that's scared away from it? So whatever's not too nice around here does not like Moldavite.
Six.
Like the six people buried here?
I have Moldavite on my neck too. Did that keep them away from me? Do you still have the SLS? Is anything mapped behind Sean, like by the door? And Aura just moved there and is like chilling there.
No.
It's like peering over him, like it'd be like looking over his shoulder, kind of like pose.
A dot appeared, but then it disappeared. It's still there.
Yeah. I can't tell if it's standing like in front of the step or like on it. But it's in that general area, just kind of staring at it. The others are, they just kind of move around freely, but that one's just hanging there watching.
Brokey.
Nope, he's not mad. When I pulled it back up, it's literally like a dot appeared and then it vanished.
Get him warm again.
I'm telling you, it's really weird. I just mapped three of you down there and none of you mapped.
Samuel.
But right next to you, each had your outline.
Got our sixth name.
But, like, it was, like, so, like...
I said, please don't touch my neck.
Right between you two.
You don't understand. There. What are we not understanding? I mean, I can't figure out what that last word on this one was.
Abadus.
I don't keep the SLS over there. Whatever it is still kind of chilling out behind Sean. Sean, I'm gonna throw you my necklace. Just hold on to it. It's got a chunk of Moldavite.
Avaricious.
Whatever doesn't like the Moldavite behind you.
Greedy, eager.
Force it out.
Are we being too greedy? Or is there something around us that is being greedy?
Why don't you show yourself?
She won't leave again.
Like, the amount of sunlight hasn't changed. I'm just, like, warmer.
Is there no presence here that you don't want to be here? What? I need you to be a little more specific. I said, what is that?
What is that?
Yeah.
It's Moldavite. It is glass that is formed when a meteor struck the Earth about 50 million years ago. And it will eviscerate anything that doesn't like it.
Some kind of animal.
Great right for harness. Psychics that can harness it. Terrible for those that can't.
Oh, it's a joke.
draw a picture.
I did bad things.
Yeah, why'd you touch him?
Yeah.
What kind of bad things?
Interesting sensation is sometimes the stone I'm sitting on is cold.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not constantly cold.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't make sense that it would get cold at all because my big fat butt is sitting on the back.
Well, I guess that's the other thing, too. I just realized that my whole back is in shadow, so it shouldn't be getting warmer.
Yeah.
Elmer.
Elmer. It's a seventh name.
Elmer Fudd.
What?
Elmer Fudd.
Elmer.
Like? What do you like? Moldavite?
Said we're free to go, the good ones. And that bad one just keeps pestering over Sean over there.
Maybe that's
the order kind of backed off a little bit, but it's still kind of like waiting to pounce almost.
Maybe that's the female that won't leave.
But we're gonna get going.
We're leaving. But thank you for spending time with us. I hope we were a positive visit for you.
We'll have to look too. I can't remember the name of the person that purchased the tomb.
Andrew.
The person that purchased the tomb
Andrew.
Isn't in the tomb.
I never got a map besides any of
it
you.
Just mapped when you weren't looking.
What? It has been. Literally that door.
Right there on the step.
What is that word? No.
Oh, she got a SLS figure.
As you saw there, as we were leaving, Megan ran the SLS app over the Vampire Crypt one last time, and she got multiple figures, all of them standing right in front of the door to the crypt. What's interesting you heard Megan say as well is that while we were sitting there, you know, it only mapped us. Once we were gone, it mapped a figure that kept just standing right in front of the door. This could have been an anomaly, but with definitely what we were feeling and what I was being told and what I was seeing, I definitely think that this was at least one spirit standing there watching us walk away. You know, the question is now, was this one of the friendly spirits talking to me, or was this the energy vampire that the crypt ghosts were warning us about?
Thank you for checking out part one here as we were at the Vampire Crypt. Make sure you come back next week to check out our time at the Witch's Circle, which is pretty explosive and awesome. We got into some cool things over there, and we did some cool video tricks, which I'm not quite sure how I'm going to edit together yet. But it's all going to be there and exciting to watch. And then, of course, make sure you come back for part three and however many parts are in this bad boy. But thank you for watching. Like, subscribe, comment, share. Share your stories of the Vampire Crypt. Share your stories of Erie Cemetery in general. We're all here together. Let's all share in the love of these legends and the lore and ghost stories all around us. Thanks, everyone. Stay in the light.